I will now call this meeting, the Planning and Development Committee meeting to order. Please note that assistive listening devices are available in the council chambers from the clerk's office. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who have a disclosure of pecuniary interest? And seeing none, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I will read the titles associated with the items on the agenda. Members of the Planning and Development Committee may ask that an item be held so that it can be further discussed. Please indicate your intention to hold an item by pressing your request to speak button. The first person on the list will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. If an item is not held, the motion will be deemed to be approved on consent. No further discussion of the item will take place at this meeting tonight, and the recommendation will go forward to council at the next meeting. Staff report 2019-38, Telecommunications Tower, 13790 Airport Road, Shared Network Canada. Approved on consent. Recommendations from the Advisory Committee, Heritage Caledon Report, dated March 11, 2019. Approved on consent. I will now move to the public meeting portion of this evening's agenda. There are three public meetings on the agenda this evening. RZ 18-7, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment, RZ 18-070, Highway 50, Part Lot 23, Concession 7, Albion, Ward 4. RZ 18-9, application for proposed rezoning bylaw amendment, RZ 18-090, Humber Station Road, Part Lot 11 and 12, Concession 5, Ward 4. And RZ 18-01, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ 19-01 townwide. The purpose of the meeting is to gather input from the public concerning the applications. Any members of the public who have written concerns or appeals with the application being heard this evening should be directed to the clerk's office. Any interested persons wishing further information and notification regarding the applications is advised to clearly print their name and address on the appropriate notification sheet on the table located outside. The following the presentation, members of the public will be invited to approach the podium, clearly stating their name for the public record and providing their comments. If you have presentation material, please provide a copy to the council coordinator at the desk to the left here, and please note that any information submitted this evening will form part of the town's record. Following public comments, members of council will be invited to ask questions of the presenters regarding the information contained within their presentation. And please note that council members are here tonight to listen to the comments of the public and are not here to debate or have an opinion on the matter tonight. We will now move to the public meeting RZ 18-07, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ 18-07, Highway 50, Part Lot 23, Concession 7, Albion, Ward 4. I will now ask Mary Nordstrom, Senior Planner, Community Services, to confirm that notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for the public meeting this evening.
Yes, Chair. Notice of public meeting was mailed to all landowners within 120 meters of the property, and notice was published in the Caledon Citizen and Caledon Enterprise on February 21st, 2019, in accordance with the Planning Act.
Thank you, Mary. I will now call upon Jennifer Spelton, Planner for Glenstar and Associates, to begin her presentation. Thank you. Welcome.
Bolton with Glenstar and Associates. We are the applicant for RZ 18-07. I'm joined here this evening with Rob Fernicola from Hillview Estates, who are the owner. He's here to help answer any questions you might have. Thanks for having us tonight. We're happy to be here. We are here today to discuss our proposal to rezone Block 14 of draft approved plan of subdivision 21T81003C from its current permission permitting a stormwater management block to a new permission as a residential lot. The draft plan has some history. It was originally a 1981 draft plan that was processed off and on through to 2017 when it was draft approved and zoned. The entire land holdings are approximately 50 acres located in Palgrave on the east side of Regional Road 50, north of Old Church Road, immediately north of, to the immediate north of Hillview Place and southeast of the CPR line. Surrounding land uses include estate residential to the east, Cedar Mills, vacant lands to the south, Regional Road 50 to the west, CPR line to the north, as well as more vacant lands. The subject lands are within the Oak Ridges Marine Conservation Plan. They are grandfathered in and subject to the prescribed provisions. Consistent with that, the lands are subject to the November 2001 version of the Caledon Official Plan, which designated the lands as Policy Area 1 in the Palgrave Estates residential community. The 2001 official plan policies contain a minimum lot area requirement of 0.45 hectares, which proposed lot 14 will meet. As well, the lands to the north, west, and to the south are designated natural core area in the Oak Ridges Marine Conservation Plan, and accordingly, no development is likely to proceed on these lands in the foreseeable future. As you can see on this slide, this shows the subject lands as an aerial with the approved draft plan overlaid, and block 14 is shown in yellow. So this is the block that we're here to talk about today. As mentioned, the draft plan of subdivision and rezoning were approved by Caledon Council in December 2017. Through that approval, 13 lots were approved in two clusters, 11 on the west and 2 on the east, along with 3 stormwater management blocks, a road extension of Hillview Place up through here, and a large environmental protection area of just under 12 hectares. Block 14 was approved and zoned to be a stormwater management block. However, through the advancement of detailed design, it was confirmed by the applicant's engineer, as well as the town and TRCA engineers, that this block was no longer necessary for stormwater management purposes. It was discussed by all that block 15 to the north and block 17 to the south would be sufficient for stormwater management purposes. Accordingly, it is proposed to rezone block 14 for an estate residential lot. Draft plan approval was issued and the zoning bylaw amendment was approved in 2017 for the overall plan and ensured each lot would have a single detached dwelling, a driveway, a septic system, and an amenity area. As well, municipal water will be provided, and each lot has a minimum lot size of 0.45 hectares or 1.1 acres. This slide demonstrates that lot 14, well, currently block 14, can be laid out to accommodate all of that within 0.45 hectares, with only slight finessing of required of lot 3 to also accommodate a dwelling, septic, and driveway. This lot layout shown on this slide is not confirmed, as it will be worked out through a detailed design process. It is only a conceptual representation of how the lot could potentially be configured. Various studies and reports were completed to determine the feasibility of Block 14 as a residential lot, including a planning justification report, a stormwater management brief, a noise and vibration addendum, a hydrogeological memo, an urban design conformance memo, and an updated tree inventory and preservation plan. All reports and studies concluded that rezoning Block 14 to a residential lot is both feasible and supportable. This slide is an excerpt of the urban design conformance brief, and again is only conceptual with respect to the individual lot layouts. Currently, Block 14 is zoned EPA 1405. EPA 1405 zone permits stormwater management facilities. It is important to note that the EPA prefix on the current zoning for this block does not actually relate to environmental protection, and there are no key natural heritage features on this block. Rather, the EPA 405 zone is the town's parent zone for stormwater management facilities townwide. The zoning we are seeking for Block 14 is RE597ORM. This is consistent with the rest of the residential lots in the plan of subdivision, which requires a minimum lot area of 0.45 hectares. An amendment to the zoning bylaw is therefore required to rezone Block 14 to facilitate its development as a residential lot on the plan of subdivision, as opposed to a stormwater management block. Thank you for your time, and we'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Jennifer. Are there any members of the public here this evening who wish to ask any questions? Please come forward. If you sit to here, Jennifer, you can ask questions as they come up.
I'm not sure I'm going to need this. I have a pretty loud voice.
We have to record.
Oh, okay. All right. My name is Kim Leslie. I'm a resident of Caledon. I don't actually have a problem with what they're proposing here. My issue really is more around the concept of continuing to add housing to an area that is already massively overloaded from an internet perspective. All of these new houses all get wired into the same substation at Highway 50 and Old Church Road, which is very archaic, based on copper wire, and is not providing adequate service for those of us that are already residents. It's a huge problem. I have Bell at my house once a month, minimum. I have three separate Bell counselors, or whatever they're called, that take care of my case. And I'm not alone, right? My issue is we continue to approve all this housing in this area, Mount Pleasant, Mount Hope, this one. I mean, it's lovely. It's great. It's wonderful. But could we please fix the underlying infrastructure issues first before we continue to add more housing into the area?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. Is this subdivision going to be serviced by Rogers? I know Rogers does some of Cedar Mills. Do you know if cable's coming up to there to service it? Okay.
Can we look that up later?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's fine. Any other questions from the public? No? Any members of council have any questions? Oh, come ahead, please. Just state your name.
My name is Laddie Pander. I'm a resident at 16325 Hillview Place,
yep.
Caledon, Ontario, which is the house adjacent to this new lot that's being proposed. Can you give me the first slide with the yellow?
You're not controlling it. He is.
Okay, so.
Who is?
That lot that's being proposed, I'm right below it,
yep.
The existing residence there. Now, my problem with this is that this house that they're going to build here, which is going to be right adjacent to my house, and it will totally block me from the north side with all the views and everything. If you search my property, put my address on the internet, it's known as the house on the hill with million-dollar views, which this will totally block. So I have a problem with that, and that would, I believe, would impact my property value negatively by hundreds of thousands of dollars with me getting blocked. And also, it'll totally affect our lifestyle, day-to-day living. Now, I'm not opposed to them building this house, but shouldn't be at my cost. And also, they're free to build whatever they want because they own the land as long as the city approves it. And I also think the council has some responsibility in looking after the best interests of the existing residents. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you very much. If you could sign your name there, please. Any other members of the public wish to speak? Ask questions, I should say. Okay, members of council, Mayor Thompson.
Yeah, I'm just saying to staff, I know we do this with all subdivisions and it should be with this. Broadband's important, so we want to make sure any new builds need to be adequately served by someone, by a carrier of some kind, because we can't keep impacting with towers and everything else that exist. But we want to make sure that fiber is put into these communities. If we could, please.
Okay. Any other members of council wish to ask a question? Okay, if there's no further questions on this, I will now close this part of the public meeting and we'll move on to the next topic. You can, if you don't want to stick around for this next one, you can leave now if you wish. We will now move to public meeting For RZ18-9, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment, RZ18-09, Humber Station Road, Bolton, Part 11, concession, Part 11 and 12, Concession 5, Ward 4. I will now ask Melissa Moore, Community Planner, Community Services, to confirm that the notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for this meeting tonight.
Through the Chair, in accordance with the Ontario Planning Act, a notice of public meeting was mailed to all landowners within 120 metres of the property. In addition, the notice of public meeting was placed in the Caledon Enterprise and Caledon Citizen on February 21st, 2019, as well as posted on the Town of Caledon's website.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Moore. I will now call upon Anthony Sirani, Planning Associate Gagnon Walker Domes, to begin the presentation. Welcome.
Hello, Chair, members of the committee, town staff, and members of the public. My name is Anthony Sirani, and I'm an associate planner with Gagnon Walker Domes Limited. I'm here today with Andrew Walker of our office. We represent Mr. Satwan Deal, the registered owner of Zero Humber Station Road in the town of Caledon. On behalf of our client, our office has filed a zoning bylaw amendment application to rezone the subject site from agricultural A1 to industrial unserviced MU and to develop the subject site for a single-story transportation depot with associated truck repair. If you can go to the next. Ooh. I apologize. Sorry. The subject site is approximately 2.64 hectares in size, has a depth of 215.47 meters and a frontage of 121.89 meters along Humber Station Road. North of the subject site are agricultural uses. To the south are tractor trailer terminal and associated industrial employment. To the east is industrial agricultural uses in the Bolton settlement area. And to the west is rural residential and agricultural uses. Various plans, reports, studies have been filed in support of this amendment application, including a planning justification report, urban design brief, site plan elevations, roof plan, floor plan, landscape cost estimate, and landscape architect letter of conformance, functional servicing stormwater management report, site servicing and grading plans, erosion and sediment control plans, engineer's letter of conformance and engineer's cost estimate, tree inventory preservation plan report and plan, geotechnical investigation, geological assessment, stage 1-2 archaeological assessment, and NTCS letter, noise impact feasibility study, traffic impact study, environmental impact study, boundary survey, draft door plan, and Ontario Building Code matrix. This slide identifies the development proposal for the transportation depot and associated truck repair. The subject, the proposed office is 100 square meters in size. The proposed truck repair center is 237 square meters. So in total, that's 337 square meters in size. Parking provided for automobile parking is 61 parking spaces, and for tractor trailer parking spaces is 105. According to the Region Appeal Official Plan, the subject site is designated Rural Service Center, which permits a range and mix of residential, commercial, recreational, and institutional land uses and community services. The Region Appeal Official Plan also identifies the subject site as being within the built-up area. It's the policy of the Region Appeal Official Plan to optimize the use of existing land use supply of the region by directing a significant portion of growth within the built-up area through intensification. In accordance with the growth plan, a significant portion of growth of new growth shall be directed to built-up areas. Municipalities shall promote compact urban form, intensification, and redevelopment. According to the Town of Caledon Official Plan, the subject site is designated dry industrial. The dry industrial designation permits manufacturing, fabricating, printing, processing, and packaging operations, warehousing and wholesale operations, transportation terminals, contractors' yard, auctioneer's facility, open storage, public uses and utilities, and automotive. Excuse me. Town of Catalina official plan also designates the subject site as rural service center. This use permits a wide range of residential, commercial, employment, recreational, institutional, and other uses and community services. According to the Town of Catalina zoning bylaw, the subject site is zoned agricultural A1, which permits various agricultural uses, including an agricultural-related commercial use, agricultural-related industrial use, agricultural tourism use, accessory apartment, accessory bank house, accessory dwelling, detached dwelling, farm, farm-based alcohol production facility, farm equipment storage building, farm produce farm produce outlet, accessory gasoline pump island, home occupation, livestock facility, horticultural nursery, on-farm diversified use, open accessory open storage, and produce storage building. As previously mentioned in this presentation, a zoning bylaw amendment application has been filed to rezone the subject site from agricultural A1 to service industrial MU. This concludes my presentation. Open the floor to any questions staff and the public may have at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. If you want to sit at this table and if there's any questions, you might be able to address them. Are there any questions from the members of the public here this evening? Okay, any members of council have any questions? Mayor Thompson?
I have one as to staff. Is this part of the site for the future GO?
Through you, Chair DeBoer, Mayor Thompson, it was identified there, so town staff will have to look at other options as part of the expansion for Bolton.
Okay.
Okay. Any other members of council? Okay, we'll close this portion of the public meeting and move on to the third topic this evening. Okay, we'll now move into public meeting for RZ 1903, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ19-01 townwide. I will now ask Stephanie McVitie, Senior Planner, Community Services, to confirm that notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for the public meeting concerning this matter.
Yes, Chair. Notice of application and public meeting was placed in a number of newspapers to ensure townwide coverage on or before February 28th. And we also provided mail notice to the one exception site that we have on Highway 10 as well.
Okay. Thank you. I will now ask Ms. McVitie to begin the presentation. I don't think you have to write your name. You just have to state your name.
Good evening, Chair, members of Council, and members of the public. This public meeting is about cannabis production facilities and essentially recognizing what we have in place for medical marijuana production facilities as cannabis production facilities to reflect the Health Canada legislation that has come forward. Staff Report 2018-54, which was brought forward to Council on June 26, 2018, set out recommendations to prepare the town for the legislation of recreational cannabis. As a resolution of Council, staff was directed to conduct a review of the zoning bylaw to determine if adjustments to that bylaw were required as a result of the updated regulations. Further to that, on December 11th, staff provided a memo to Council explaining that as a result of those legislative changes, extreme interest that received from applicants who would like to open these facilities within the town, and the lack of provisions within our current bylaw, there is a need to consider updating the bylaw. Through rezoning 1315, Zoning Bylaw 2006-50 was amended to permit medical marijuana production facilities in prestige industrial and serviced industrial zones within the town, subject to provisions which require appropriate licensing to be in place, address separation distances from various sensitive uses like schools and daycares, require site plan approval, and then prohibit signage, advertising, and accessory open storage. Where a medical marijuana production facility is proposed in any other zone, a site-specific zoning bylaw amendment and possibly an official plan amendment would be required. And there is one site that has gone through that process and is now operational on Highway 10. The town's bylaw does not permit cannabis production facilities as now defined by the federal legislation. It only permits it for medical marijuana. The Federal Cannabis Act and its regulations provide the framework for legal access to cannabis and regulate its production, distribution, and sale. The Act and regulations apply to both recreational and medical cannabis. A person is required to obtain a license issued by Health Canada for the legal production of cannabis. This includes growing cannabis commercially, selling cannabis for medical purposes, conducting tests on cannabis, and then conducting research on cannabis. And there's a number of licenses that Health Canada can issue with respect to this, and they're all listed on the screen. Cannabis production facilities are interpreted by the town as an industrial land use, similar in nature to the currently permitted medical marijuana production facilities. License holders may, depending on the type of license, permit cultivation, which includes micro and standard cultivation or nursery, processing, which includes licenses for micro and standard cultivation, sale for medical purposes, analytical testing, research, and then related activities such as possession, transportation, storage, destruction, research, and development. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment being considered is to permit cannabis production facilities in the exact same manner that we permit medical marijuana facilities. Essentially, what the town is looking to do is replace medical marijuana production facility, that term, in the zoning bylaw with cannabis production facility throughout the bylaw, which includes the site-specific amendment that exists on Highway 10. As a result of that, we would have to delete the definition of marijuana from the bylaw as it no longer pertains, and then we would be amending the definition of cannabis and cannabis production facility to reflect the new legislation. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public who have any questions this evening? And seeing none, I will go to council and we'll come forward. State your name and you will have to sign in after you're done.
Okay. Mara Cervini. Our inquiries are more so, how will the town be addressing the agricultural growth of cannabis in agricultural zones as per other crops? In other words, outdoor cultivation. I understand this is...
Stephanie can answer that.
Okay. Through you, Chair. Currently, the town is not proposing to permit these types of uses on agricultural lands, and they would still proceed through a site-specific official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment.
Okay, and then just separately, I'd like to just make a statement that, it's kind of an inquiry. As there are other regulations in place for growing other crops used for the production of alcohol, will cannabis also have regulations put in place similarly for as it is also a restricted substance?
Speak this way.
So as it is also a restricted substance.
Through you, Chair. At this time, the town is not looking to bring forward amendments to our official plan documentation to allow or permit or review cannabis production. However, as I have explained, there is an official plan review that is ongoing right now, and they can put their comments into that official plan review process. And at the time that we did wineries and cideries, staff reviewed the official plan policies at that time, and it would be a similar exercise to do this.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? With any questions? Okay, Councillor Kernan.
Thank you, Councillor DeBoer. Through you. Just a quick question, Stephanie, to staff. I just want to clarify that this proposal is really not changing the operational parameters. It's just changing the wording to remove medical marijuana and replace it with recreational cannabis. There's no change being proposed in this form to the operational parameters. Is that correct?
Through you, Chair, to Councillor Kernan. That's correct.
Great. Thank you very much.
Any other members of council? Christina, Councillor Early.
Yeah, sorry, just on Councillor Kiernan, it wouldn't be recreational cannabis, if I'm reading this correctly, right? It would just be with cannabis production. So, and just one other clarifying question, because currently I understood that everything has to be identically mirrored between current recreation and medical, and that's basically what we're proposing. We're just changing the verbiage. Yes?
Through you, Chair, to Councillor Early, that's correct. So cannabis is considered both recreational and medical at this point based on the updated legislation. So essentially our bylaw is behind the times, and we're proposing to get rid of the words medical marijuana and change that to cannabis, which would in effect apply to both recreational and medical.
Thank you. And sorry, one last question. Aside from the Highway 10 facility, do we have any other medical marijuana facilities currently?
Through you, Chair, to Councillor Early. There is at least one other site that we are aware of. Not agricultural. It is in the industrial zones in Bolton.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from Council? There is also the one other site on Highway 10 in the greenhouse that is still part of the old rules, and I think there's an ongoing issue with it. I just want a clarification on the question about agricultural lands, and I didn't think it was an OPA. We were allowing on zoning on agricultural lands, A1, A2, and it would require now site plan approval as opposed to a rezoning. Was that where we are currently? Because it is permitted, or it isn't, it's not permitted in the agricultural zone. It's just that we have the extra, the process to go through.
In response to your question, Chair, currently cannabis or medical marijuana as it exists in our bylaw is not permitted on any land zoned agricultural. So in order for them to receive that permission, they would have to go through at least a zoning bylaw amendment. And in most cases, they may actually have to go through the official plan amendment as well, which is the case of the site on Highway 10.
Okay, because I know that when we went through it the first time, there was some discussion around having some controls allowing it because it is a similar agricultural crop with some regulations from Agriculture Canada, but having the one other step. So I think you can discuss it as this thing moves along. Okay, any other questions from members of council? Okay. So I will close this part of the agenda and the public meeting. I will ask, is there any items on the correspondence that we need to bring forward? Yes? Councillor Downey.
Thank you, Chair DeBoer. Can you please hold 9.1.3?
9.1.3? Okay. And you would like us to?
Hey, actually, just a couple questions for Peggy. I know that there is actually, sorry, I probably should have held them both. There's a correspondence ahead of ours that I think aligns with
yes.
The correspondence to the ministry from our planning department. Or from the town, but I'm wondering if it would be appropriate for this council to also send correspondence, maybe a briefer summary of our position on some of these matters regarding the growth plan.
Okay, yes, there is those two.
Sorry, through you, Chair DeBoer, we can still submit comments. The deadline was February 28th, but we didn't indicate in our letter that we might have additional correspondence from council.
Okay.
Okay. So did you want to comment on it further, Councillor Downey?
I guess not really. I hope that we can just kind of emphasize our support for some of the items like densities, rounding out, allowing adjustments that are adjustments to settlement boundaries that make sense in terms of complete communities as opposed to just kind of chunks of land and numbers and things like that. So I'm just hoping that from a political standpoint, I know we had the opportunity to delegate Minister Clark, which we did, and we had these conversations kind of at a high level, but I think it's important to support staff's correspondence from a political angle and have this council reiterate that position.
So we should bring a motion forward supporting it. Go ahead.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Chair. You can do it a couple ways. You certainly could have a notice of motion or a motion come forward, which would be the preferred option, or regardless, Ms. Tollett and planning can draft something for essentially the mayor's signature on behalf of council. That would be a bit more of a briefer summary. That's not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. If there's anything else from correspondence, then that concludes the meeting this evening. Thank you for taking an interest in your community.